You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now, very happy to have with me Major General Greg Vadney, who is the Adjutant General of the Michigan National Guard and Director of the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, a long title, an impressive individual. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Cheryl, I'm fine, and it's great to be on the program this evening.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. There's no end to information I can find on you on the internet.
that's the good news and sometimes the bad news.
Well, everything I'm finding is awfully good news, sir. You, of course, were appointed by Governor Rick Snyder. You are a former division commander who led troops in Afghanistan, Iraq, Bosnia, and, of course, in the Hurricane Katrina rescue effort. And you took over the post at the request of Governor Rick Snyder. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, and in part because nobody's a bigger fan of the military men and women in uniform than I am, so I appreciate that first of all. But it seems to me that the face of the National Guard has changed. The citizen soldiers, the roles have changed a bit in terms of what happens to them and going overseas, frankly. It seems like it's changed. Am I wrong?
Well, Cheryl, obviously, over the last 9 years, the operational tempo of the uniformed military has greatly increased. Fighting two wars, and you're correct. We've transitioned in the National Guard from a strategic reserve to part of the operational army, and I will tell you that that's a good thing. That's good for the force, and it's good for America. It's a great value for the country.
Well, and reading from the website of the Military and Veterans Affairs, you know, I think a lot of people might not be real sure what the National Guard is and does. And just kind of the mission statement says the National Guard will provide trained and ready forces in support of the national military strategy, respond as needed to state, local, and regional emergencies to ensure peace, order, and public safety. I'm sure you have that memorized.
Cheryl, that's correct. We're the only military force that's dual-missioned. We have federal requirements, as you articulated, and, of course, to respond that to the needs of the governor. We stand a little bit over 12,000 strong, Army and Air. We're over 44 armories and three air bases and two Army bases. So we've got, we touch all the corners of this great state.
Well, in terms of it, in the old days, and I guess I mean before 9 years ago, what was the likelihood of National Guard troops going overseas and going to war?
Well, actually, during Desert Storm, there were 60,000 guardsmen and reservists that deployed in support of that operation. And we have a long-standing history, 374-year history. It's the longest-standing military force in this country is the National Guard, or back then known as the militia. So we fought in every major conflict, some to a greater extent than others, but our colors have been represented in every fight that this nation has fought.
I guess what I was referring to, and I didn't state it very well, was the percentages of troops that were going over.
Well, I can tell you that of the 13,000 guardsmen in Michigan, for example, we've got 17,000 over 9 years have deployed. I believe we currently have around 100,000 guardsmen deployed worldwide.
Well, and one of the other programs I wanted to talk to you about is the partnership program. I think that's interesting. We have an interesting partnership with Latvia, for instance.
That's correct. In fact, and you may be well aware of this, we had a visit from the president of Latvia 2 weeks ago, and we had the minister of defense in just this last week, and we have been involved in that program since the inception in 1993. Michigan was one of the first states involved, and we're engaged with that country, training their troops, bringing them here, And we've sent our trainers, and we've sent units into Latvia, trained with them. We did three deployments into Afghanistan with the Latvians, and we'll continue to do other ongoing military operations in the future with them.
Well, clearly good partners.
Absolutely. They're now a NATO member and just a wonderful people. I mean, personally and professionally, it's been a great experience, and we really have gotten a lot out of that relationship, and so has the country and the state.
And what about the Guard Support Fund? What is that about?
Well, we have several funds, supporting families, supporting soldiers. There are a variety of initiatives that we fund to try to take care of our soldiers and airmen.
You, sir, didn't need this job. You were doing quite well in the public sector. Why take on this responsibility? You're a two-star general.
That's correct.
And then you get a call from the new governor, and he said, "Come aboard."
Well, I would tell you that my view is that there's no greater honor or privilege than to wear your nation's uniform and serve in these great organizations. And I think that I still had something to offer, and we're anxious to serve in this great organization once again. So it's certainly a privilege and honor from my perspective. It's busy. It is extremely busy, but it's all excellent and fascinating, working with great people. So it's all good.
It's all good. Now, Homeland Security is part of your responsibility as well.
That's correct. We're not the first responders, but we are absolutely in support of the defense of the homeland, and that's the number one mission of the uniformed military is to defend the homeland, and we are well entrenched in that operation.
And what for folks looking at the National Guard, sir, what do you tell them? I guess I'm giving you an opportunity to recruit here, but what are the opportunities that the National Guard can offer for folks?
Well, obviously, the training is outstanding. It's world class opportunities. These are I can tell you these are great part time and full time. Jobs, and of course the opportunity to serve your nation is I think is world class. You're serving in the finest military I think in the world, the United States military. So it's an opportunity to do that. There are a lot of benefits, everything from education to retirements if you serve enough, and just the opportunity to work with a lot of great people.
My next question would be, what is the best part for you? This has been a lifetime. There was a stint. You've always been in the National Guard for most of your adult life, haven't you?
I have. I went in at age 18, and I hate to tell you how old I am now.
We're not. Please tell me we're not playing that numbers game. Please tell me that, sir. I don't play that game.
But I would tell you, it's not. It's all about the people. And I would tell you, and I've, of course, have been in business through my civilian career, but there are no finer group of people, no organization greater than that of the United States military and all the great men and women that serve in all branches.
Are you traveling all over the state, working at different bases with people as well?
I've traveled all over the state, and I just had the opportunity. I was in Afghanistan about 6 weeks ago. I'll be in Kuwait in 2 weeks, then on into Germany, then on into Latvia, then on into Liberia. We also have a partnership program with Liberia. We started that about a year ago on the African continent.
It's an honor to talk with you. Thank you for your service over the years, and thanks to the young men and women you work with.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks to you and all your listeners and all those that support this great military that we have the honor in serving in.
Thank you so much, sir. We've been speaking with Major General Greg Vadnais, Adjutant General, Michigan National Guard. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.